Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Cass.
Today's topic is waffles.
Is it?
Yes! I have a question.
Yes.
How do you feel when you see photos of waffles and someone's put a blueberry in every hole?
Very satisfied.
It's not hell?
No.
Just like each individual hole has each individual blueberry, like specific, like it was designed that way.
Can you get me a photograph of the madness you're describing? I think that would be kind of good to see.
Because if it was a random act, I would be for it. But if someone has like gone and placed,
So you're only okay with it if in the kitchen at random they're like, put some blueberries on.
Ice cream on top, and then you poured blueberries on it, and some holes had two, three.
Okay.
Like it was chaos. There was a lot of blueberries, but one individual blueberry per divot. It's frustrating.
I like the one per divot because it satisfies me like a puzzle. I'm like, yes, everything in its place.
Okay, so it's like one
per
divot.
That's great.
Yeah, no, I'm with Jack on that. That's quite cute. Because I thought the blueberries were going to be smaller than the divots, honestly.
No, that's fair. That would be annoying for some reason.
This website, Kick Cereal, play with your food, four fun waffle games. I think people are playing Reversi with waffles, and that's amazing. I love Reversi.
What's Reversi?
Yeah.
It's like the... So you'll have two different colored tokens.
Yeah.
And it'll start with, like, it's usually black and white. So in the exact center of the board, it's a grid. It's like white, black. And then underneath, it's black, white.
Okay.
And then if you have white tokens and you put your token above a black one, all the black ones in between your white token and the black token turn white.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And they all flip over. So all the tokens have double sides. If you ever played like Mario on the DS, mm-hmm. that was a bonus game.
Well, can you describe backgammon to me then, please?
No. Oh my God, I don't know how that works. It stresses me out every time I look at it. But this waffle blueberry thing, generally, yeah, all the blueberries are real juicy. Put them in the holes of the waffle. Amazing.
Yeah.
You're divvying out. I'm very much a make all the food so that when you eat the food, all the you get all the flavors.
Sure.
Yeah. But I've seen photos of it and it's no good.
Why not?
Because some of the blueberries are smaller and it's like that tryptophobia or whatever when you see like uneven holes in spaces and it's disgusting.
Oh, I have the opposite of that. Seeing holes.
I too love holes.
Have you ever like popped a blackhead and there just be a hole in your body?
No, that's bad.
That's good.
Those holes I don't like.
Those are the holes I enjoy.
There's a very limited range of, and the whole.
Holes.
What do you call this?
The hole of holes.
Parabola.
The parabola of holes.
There's a limited range of holes.
What's a good
I
hole
like.
For you? Belly button?
Belly button, great hole.
Zach,
mouth?
Oh my God.
What? Yeah.
I'm so excited and afraid about what's about to happen.
I was at work and I heard Zammit and his partner having a discussion and I heard Zammit say, well, if you love me, you'd stick your finger in my belly button. And I was like, whatever is happening, I love it. And his partner walked out being like, you're being a weirdo. Like, yeah, all in jest.
Yeah.
You know, you're being a weirdo. I'm not going to stick my finger in your belly button. And Zammit walked up to me shirtless and was like, stick your finger in my belly button. And I did.
Yeah.
And then was like, remember that time Jackson wouldn't stick his finger in my belly button? We're better friends.
That rolls. Why wouldn't I stick my finger in your belly button?
Because I wanted to compare smells.
Oh, well, no. You can't do that to someone. You can't be like, yeah, well, you know, Jackson and I aren't such good friends. And leave out that.
I don't remember this. I feel like I blanked this.
It was on air.
Yeah, Yeah, that's awful.
Where did I stick my finger in? No, I stuck my finger in Adam's belly button recently.
Yes, on the weekend.
Yeah, on the weekend.
So you guys good friends.
Yeah, in a drunken stupor. Although I didn't really get in. I was sort of on the edge. I got the sloppy seconds. Yeah.
And I would also say it was drunken smarter. Yeah. I think you guys made good choices that night.
Sure did. Man, the belly button. What a oft overlooked hole.
Well, because it's joined.
It's full of folds.
Yes.
If you look too far into your belly button, you'll be upset.
It's crinkly like a butthole.
I think
Make me sad.
I think I've brought this up on air before, but I kind of don't believe in outie belly buttons.
Yes.
What? They sort of seem like a myth to me.
Feels like you've cut your umbilical cord.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, someone did cut it. That's how you... Yes. What? Huh? What do you mean it seems like?
So that's how you get an outie belly button?
Yeah, it's
an
the way
incorrect
cuts your umbilical cord.
Snipper?
No, because your umbilical cord is cut further along and then it is clamped and it falls off naturally.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yes. That's, yeah, they don't just snip it and leave it because it's in, so that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Then why do outies exist?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Wait,
see? No. So you thought we were dumb, but really... We're fucking smart.
We're so
fucking smart. Give us a Nobel Peace Prize.
No, now I'm upset because that means that there's a... Oh, no.
Imagine you just never fell off. Oh, that's bad. That's the thing I don't like. Growth.
I'm going to Google
the anti-hole.
Taking too long to fall off.
Can you Google umbilical cords for adults? That's what I'd like to see. Well, this is my baby umbilical cord, and this is the adult one that grew later.
I'm Googling waffle secrets because I was hoping to get a leg in on the facts section.
Yeah, please.
But by Googling just waffle secrets, what I've discovered is what people want out of a waffle.
Oh, I see.
Because all crunchy the on the outside, soft on the inside.
Yeah, everyone's like the lightest, crispiest. They're like, you want the outside crisp. You want the inside not there.
Is that only because we can't do the reverse? The science isn't there yet to have
you
soft outside,
no,
crunchy
that,
inside.
No, oh my god, that's like that lolly we ate that tasted like it had bones.
What bone candy did we get? Wait,
it's the one. So my favorite lolly maybe is red licorice covered in white chocolate, and like
it's great. No, I'm with
enough
you.
White chocolate that you can't see the red licorice before you bite it.
Fabulous.
That is the correct ratio. And salivating, thinking about it.
It's a good
candy.
We
got one the other day. Were you not there? It was red licorice with white chocolate inside.
Oh, yeah, that rolled.
It tasted like you were eating something with bones.
Yes, it was good.
I would recommend it to everyone, but it was bad.
Yeah, you'd bite in and there was like a goo and then crunch.
Yep, you'd be like soft snap.
Oh, yeah, I remember you guys eating that.
No
yeah.
good.
I'm a fan.
Everyone
I
should
liked
try
the
it.
Flavor of it.
Yes, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's the winning flavor, but it's... terrible.
Yeah.
You don't think soft on the outside, crunchy on the inside has a place in this world?
I didn't mind it, I have to admit.
Exactly. Well, but there we go. It's
I
majority
kept going
rules.
For it, but it was more for the bad time. You
see,
know?
I like it because it's a satisfying finale, you know? Otherwise, it's like you get the tension before the peace.
Yeah, the calm before the storm.
Exactly.
I literally can't remember what they tasted like because every time I'd bite it,
they
I'd be like, bones.
And... yogurt.
Yeah.
Those were the flavors.
I thought it was white chocolate.
No, it was yogurt. It was like
yogurt. Oh, no, you're right, actually.
Buttons.
Yeah. Well, what? Here's a controversial waffle opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like waffles that much. I find them most of the time a little bit too much. Like, if you give me the waffle v. the pancake, 9 times out of 10, I'll pick the pancake.
I don't see the appeal of waffles. Okay, here are my feelings on waffles.
Please.
When you're having... When you're
if there's ever been a time to air them, it's now.
So if you're going out for a breakfast, these are the times I would usually have a waffle.
Yeah.
You're going out for breakfast, you're getting a fancy thing.
Sure.
Now, I find the most satisfying part of getting a meal out, especially a sweet breakfast meal, is that someone has taken the time and care to give you a combination of mouthfeel and flavor and texture. And someone puts in all that effort. So if you've got like pancake, you might have like a snapping toffee with some cream and like the edges of the pancake might be a bit crispy, but the pancake is like the fluffy soft element. And then you've got like, you might have seeds and fairy floss. So you've got all the textures, all the flavors, everything goes well. Got some fresh fruit. Have all these things. With waffles, I feel like there's almost nowhere to go because if you make them the best way, which is crispy.
Yeah.
That's like a big part of your breakfast that is just crispy and it doesn't really lend itself to other things.
Soft on top.
I guess.
Also, like what is easier to make, pancakes v. waffles at home? Like what would you
Probably pancakes.
Yeah, because who owns a waffle machine?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good
point. So I'm going to go to a store. If I'm going out for breakfast, I'm going to order the waffles.
You're
going to
pick the waffles first.
I'm 100% going to pick the waffles. Because I can make pancakes at home and 9 times out of 10 I can make them better.
Yeah. Do you know what? Actually, I've realized. So I don't like, I like it, but greasy food often makes me sick.
Sure.
So waffles, because they have so much surface area, it's a lot
collect
of grease.
Collect the grease. They collect the grease. It's true.
That's probably why I don't like it. My favorite part of the pancake is the crispy bit, but I couldn't eat the whole pancake if it was crisp.
See, I just don't think I've ever finished, like I can't think of a time where I've had like, because like your typical waffle that you might get out at breakfast is like waffle with like a mascarpone, a couple of strawberries, maybe a little shot of toffee in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of like the most decadent kind of one I can, like a swirl of like a raspberry roulade. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Good. I'll take it. And then maybe like a drizzle of honey over the top or something. I don't know. It's all a bit much, whereas a pancake, and this is something I discovered about myself, my perfect pancake is cinnamon, sugar, and butter. That's all I need. Oh, anything else is too much.
I would be so upset if I paid money for that.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose.
100%.
Like if I went to, like, and I get that it's your favorite, and sometimes the simple things are the best things. But if I went out for breakfast and I was paying $20.
Well, if I was paying $20, that would be a bit intense.
I think my favorite breakfast ever is, also it's a homemade one, but it's French toast with butter, and then like, but you put the butter on when it's like still a bit crispy, so the bottom's crispy, the butter goes on, the butter melts, you put cinnamon and sugar on, and it turns into a paste.
Oh, fabulous. So good.
That's such the best one. And I would never pay money for that out, because I'm like, don't charge me for bread. Don't do that.
I used to go to a crepe place, and I think I would get that for about $7 with a coffee.
Under 10.
I was always happy to do it. And it used to be this crepe place that I'd go and I'd get like the really fancy one. It would cost me like $20. And I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
It's not what I want.
That's the problem, because pancakes and crepes especially are just water and flour.
They're nothing.
Like, you know, to pay money for that is upsetting.
It's madness.
Do it at your house for literally the cost of the flour.
For basically probably $2. Yeah. Absolutely. But crepes are good. I think crepes are my favorite. The pancake, waffle, crepe trifecta. I think I'm a crepe man.
Oh, he's a crepe man.
And I like a savory crepe too.
Ooh, savory crepe man.
I know. Bit of tuna, bit of mayonnaise.
You like a wet taco. That's what that means.
Give me something sloppy and eggy and mayonnaise-y. Hey, do you remember that thing? I feel like there was like a franchise around for a while called like Mo'Boy or Po'Boy or something.
Po'Boy?
No, they weren't Po'Boys. They were like pancakes, but then they would crack an egg on it and swirl the egg around. What was that?
I thought that was... No, I know what you mean. It's the
Bobby. Mubba Bobby. Boy. Yeah, whatever. That was not good because it had egg on it. And
That looked delicious to me because it had egg on it, you see.
All I remember is getting massively nauseous eating it. I wish I liked eggs. The other day, Zamet was like, what is it about eggs that you don't like? I'm like, oh, the flavor. And he's like, but eggs can all taste so different. I'm like, oh, the texture too. He's like, but the texture can be so different.
No, I'm with you, Jack, because I like eggs one very specific way. And then if those aren't that, then I don't like eggs.
But I like egg no specific way.
What's your specific way?
I like eggs scrambled but cooked till it's brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like the flavor of pan.
Maybe.
You like to eat pan.
Delicious pan.
Probably.
I always like the look of scrambled eggs with tomato sauce. That always looks nice. It's a real truck stoppy breakfast, which I think appeals to me. Scrambled eggs, bit of tomato sauce, salt and pepper, and a black coffee.
I don't know. I see scrambled eggs and see like the goopy part of scrambled eggs and I want to vomit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I see Zamet make his eggs in the morning and I want to vomit.
Oh, I want to eat them.
They want to suck that egg so hard.
I want to do the opposite of vomit.
I want to form a tube with my mouth and slurp the entire thing off the plate.
This is a very unpleasant conversation. Yeah.
No, eggs. I can maybe do an egg sunny side up if it's like in a thing. Like
You like the flavor of pan.
Maybe.
That rolls.
Sunny side up, I'm like, oh, I like it except for all the parts that taste like the pan.
Maybe I like the flavor of pan.
You just like pan.
Maybe I
feel like I have to eat the eggs so then I can eat my hash brown or my tater tot.
Yeah.
Because if you just have tater tots, someone's going to look at you. But if you have eggs, bacon, and tater tots, everyone's like, oh.
Oh, breakfast.
And then I leave the bacon on the plate. I eat the eggs. and then I can eat my tater tots in peace.
I think there's a weird amount of potato hypocrisy.
Yeah.
So let me describe three breakfasts for you, and I want you to tell me the difference.
Yes.
One breakfast is three potato rosties on a plate with a tomato relish. One breakfast is a plate of chips, and the other breakfast is a whole baked potato.
None of those are breakfasts. I just want to start off. Don't say that.
Well, I'm having them in the morning.
Okay.
For my breakfasts.
Anything can be breakfast if you want it to.
If you have
breakfast, just means break the fast.
If you have it in the morning, it's breakfast, no matter what you eat. You eat a big steak at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, but if you've had, like, leftover pizza for breakfast, that's like, breakfast. That's breakfast,
oh,
babes.
I love leftover pizza. I haven't gotten pizza in a million years.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's been a bit of a dry run. Anyway, those potato breakfasts, what's the difference?
Well, a baked potato takes so long to make.
Yep, but it also has the... I'm assuming you're putting stuff on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'd also assume you put things on the rosties and the chips. So it's varying levels of shred. So baked potato, whole potato, fries. Okay, you've cut the potato up and you fry them so there's extra stuff, more crispy, more greasy. And then rosti, you cut them up further. Mix them with some flour and some oil. Now they're crispier and they're rostier.
But I feel like if I ordered each of these breakfasts out, aside from people being like, Jackson, none of those are breakfasts. Also, each one societally, if I order French fries, everyone's like, "What? Who is this man child?" If I order a whole baked potato, they're like, ah, a man of culture.
What? You think the potato's the winner there?
No, the rosti would be the man of culture. Whole potato, they're like, he's got a powerful hunger, I guess.
Yeah, a whole potato is like, I want to know what that man's about.
Yeah, that's a mystery. You order a whole potato, everyone at the cafe thinks you're an enigma that they'll never be able to solve.
Absolutely. I can fix him. What a great thing. Ah, thanks. The baked potato? Yeah. Oh my God. I can fix him. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, Shut Up a Second is all beans and boys and babies, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you want to listen to Shut Up a Second's monster cousin that lives in the basement, where the regular gang are nowhere to be seen, and instead it's comedians Demi Lardner and Tom Walker, who are very much in love. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for BigSoftTitty.png, our nightmare comedy podcast that's far better than it has any right to be. What were we talking about? Yeah.
The heinous.
No, I love that.
That's good.
I can fix him.
What were we talking about before I jumped onto potatoes? Well, I was talking about potatoes. We jumped to something. Then I jumped back to potatoes. What was in the middle?
Waffles.
No, it wasn't waffles.
No idea.
All we've talked about today, Jackson, is waffles. Pancakes, French toast?
No. I don't know.
We were talking about eggs for a bit. Was it eggs?
Yeah, it was a lot of eggs.
What's an
egg? Oh, Zoe loves pan.
Zoe loves pan. It's great to get this recap of the episode halfway through the episode. But no, it was something in the middle. Never mind. Huh?
In the middle.
He doesn't remember that. That's sad.
That's very sad.
But he races cars now. That's cool.
Yeah. Hang on, in them? Or no. And you said that like he races horses, which is something that someone says when they don't actually touch the horse.
It's great because there are three, takeaways. Either you get in a car and race another car, you own cars that race, or you and a car enter into a race, which technically you would win if you think about it, because a car needs a guy.
Man versus stationary car.
3, 2, 1, go! Wow, he is quite the lead on that car, which is not even turned on.
What if you put it in neutral and just hoped?
Yeah, well, then you'd probably get hit by the car as you're running. Oh, no.
What if you had an endless plane, right?
Okay.
And it was like 3, 2, 1, go, and someone sticks their hand in the car and drops a brick on the pedal.
Hmm.
And so it's 3, 2, 1, go. and it's whoever gets the furthest. So what happens is the car goes, and the car goes as fast as it can for as long as it can until it runs out of gas or brakes.
Yeah.
You are a person, and you can keep going for as long as you want.
Am I
until
in
you run out of gas or brakes.
Am I in danger of getting hit by the car?
Oh, no, no, no. So, like,
the car has started a tortoise and a hare-esque situation, and it is fanged it at the beginning.
Yeah.
So they've developed the technology. It's safe. It's going in a line. Right. Everyone stays in their lane, as it were.
Yeah.
So do you reckon you could win knowing that the prize was something you wanted?
Yeah, yeah, I think it could, because I think most cars have a max speed of, like, you know, even if it's a car designed to go really fast, eventually it'll go too fast and crash. Whereas
endless plane.
Yeah, but endless flat, flat plane. Well, eventually it'll run out of petrol.
It will, but
How long will that take? Does it start with a full tank?
Yeah.
What's a full tank net you? Well, I guess we don't know for the car. But
I know for my car.
Let's use that as our standard.
Yeah. A full tank nets me about 500 kilometers.
Okay, that's quite a... But I can just walk. Is there a time limit?
No time limit.
Well, then I can beat the car. It's a tortoise and the hare situation. But I just lie down, wait for the car to run out of petrol, and then I'll just walk it.
Oh, what about lie down and start rolling?
Oh, no.
What if you cheat, grab skateboard, hold onto back of car?
A skitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's called a skitch?
That's called a skitch. Yeah, I learned that from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
When are they redoing those games?
I don't know, but they really should. Those games are so much fun. Oh, my God. I never want to skate in real life, but
no,
I would like to Tony Hawk actually. Pro Skate. That's fair.
I just wanted to agree with you, I think.
Well, I appreciate that. What extreme sport do you not do but you'd like to do? Skating, I guess, for you?
I don't think that's extreme. Look, I wouldn't do it in an extreme way. I've always wanted to be able to skateboard. Not enough to try. But I've always wanted to be able to skateboard and just like skate through the city or whatever. Just like, oh, you get everywhere you're going but faster. It's like that middle ground, because if you I love to go for a run to get somewhere, like a purpose run, but you're not allowed to do that. People look at you weird, they think you've done a crime, and you're not meant to do it in your normal clothes. Even though if you're only running like 50 meters or anything, you're not gonna get
sweaty.
Doesn't
matter, yeah. It's
you're
true.
Just like, oh, gotta get there faster, and you bolt. That's weird. Yeah. People hate it. You're not wearing the special clothes, people get mad.
That's true.
Someone once said, stop running to me.
It was
I ran past him.
Good.
I was like, hey, no, it's good. Because if you were allowed to run everywhere, I reckon everyone would be more fit. Like, I remember you going to my old job and I never really I was a bit late sometimes.
Sure.
And that's insane, right? And I'd I'd get out of my car and I would run the 100 meters from my thing to work, and then I get in and I have it would give me a burst of energy for the day.
Yeah. Sometimes I skip places because skipping's a fun.
Skipping's so fun.
It's so great. It's an incredible form of locomotion that I think we ignore, you know? Walk, run, skip. Oh, what's this third guy?
But yeah, skateboarding's the middle ground where people wouldn't look at me weird.
Jogging's just a kind of running. It's a degree of running.
Skipping is just fancy walking.
No, skipping's a whole, let me draw it.
No, you can't do that.
I'll draw skipping.
You can't.
Okay. Skipping.
Skipping is for pleasure. No one skips on purpose for thing. Jogging, people are trying to get somewhere or fix their life.
But walking, the most basic form of locomotion. Yes. Yeah.
Crawling.
And walking. Okay. Crawling. Great point, Gas. So let me draw crawling. Okay. It's kind of like that. You know what I mean? Kind of like.
Okay.
I can't see because your hand's in the way.
Neither can the people at home. So
but
let's
please
describe.
Give a description. Okay. That's crawling. So
just draw a fucking squiggly line.
No.
Okay. So what Jackson has done, imagine if you will, that you are learning to draw the lowercase m. And you are practicing by, you just keep going.
Yeah.
This is how Jackson perceives a crawl.
That's a crawl.
No.
Okay. And a walk is sort of like this.
Okay. So now you are attempting to draw an uppercase m and you just keep going.
That's a walk.
I'm excited to see what the next letter is.
Okay.
Yep.
Then a run. No, a jog.
A jog.
Let's go a jog for Zoe.
A skip is next.
No, because a skip is the most different one and I want to fully establish the other options of locomoting. So a jog is kind of like that.
Okay. An italics capital M.
Yeah. And then
and
a run.
And you keep going.
Is like that. Okay.
A Russian.
Running is someone doing Russian characters in cursive, but just the letter M.
But then skipping is sort of like,
Else.
It's someone going, I. So capital I dash, capital I dash.
It's totally different from the rest, but we don't talk about
it. You're fucking insane.
Please take a photograph. I'll take a photo of this.
Would you like me to write what each one is next to it?
Yes, please label them.
Okay.
When this episode comes out.
Someone tweet us.
Tweet Sans Pants Radio. We'll make sure we tweet it. DM us on Instagram. We'll make sure we post it. Yeah. I'm sorry. But I'm also, you're welcome.
It's crawling, walking, jogging, running, skipping.
Okay, we're going to include the typos in this.
Fuck, this is jogging.
So just remember, crawling is a lowercase m forever.
Yeah.
Walking is an uppercase m forever. Jogging is italics uppercase m forever.
Yes.
Running is uppercase m in Russian cursive forever. And skipping is more like.
Yeah.
One. /dash/.
I didn't even draw hopping or jumping. Okay. I'll leave that up to your imaginations. What you think such a thing might look like.
I hate you.
Anyway, so skipping, it's good. We should do it more. I used to know a guy who had a motorized skateboard and he would use it in the city. And something about that has real big douchebag energy, you know? It was one of those ones that had like a cable, I guess, to a little thing in his hand. And it was like a longboard, like one designed for like the country, like, you know, one's got tires, and he would just weave between people. Something about it was so bad.
It's like those hoverboards that were really popular a couple years
ago. Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
They looked like fun. I never used one.
They did look like fun.
You guys ever jump on a hoverboard? Splody.
Yeah.
So did the Samsungs.
So many things were splody back in the day.
Yeah, I know. Everybody just got that one piece of technology that was, we've got to put in everything, but it'll make everything explode.
Yeah. Just before we leave the conversation, I think the best mode of transport is in Wall-E when we give up and we have motorized chairs.
That's great. That would be just a long, flat line. Like we've died in a hospital bed. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
But they kept the machines on.
Yeah, no, that was the way to live. Big tubs of lard. Everybody seemed happy.
Yeah, no one seemed unhappy.
Everyone was happy in that movie.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong.
Well, everybody was just complacent. Maybe complacency is bad. I don't know. But I always think
But it seems chill, you know?
Yeah. And at the end of Wall-E, he's like, we got to rebuild society. And none of those people are ready to rebuild society.
None of those people want to rebuild society. Imagine. That seems like effort.
Exactly.
It's just the robot who does. And
yeah, we can just whatever. Ignore him.
Just the idea that they're like, wait, we're going to stop listening to these robots and listening to this robot instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the society I want to live in. Dumb.
Also, I love when film companies produce things being like, maybe too much media is bad.
Yeah. You're like, I'm...
maybe we shouldn't give in to corporations.
Hey, but I'm watching this. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
As
Pirate Wall-E.
Show Pixar what's what at Pirate Wall-E. Take that, John Lasseter. What a wild piece of rebellion.
Cass killed herself. She's loving it.
The idea of eat the rich pirate Wall-E is the only way.
Viva la revolution. I hope somebody on Pirate Bay clicking download now of a torrent of Wall-E 720p English subs becomes the symbol of the revolution, you know?
You want the symbol of the revolution to be a machine that was that people made to make humans feel bad. Oh no, the sad feeling robot made me sad. Oh, the corporation told me to be sad at sad robot, and now I am, and it was my choice.
Viva la revolution. Do you see that thing where to stop one of those smart cars from getting away, they did a chalk circle, salt circle around it, like you do to
demon?
Keep a ghost in. Yeah,
that's insane.
Because it
ghost
just
in the machine.
Yeah, it fucks with something in the AI. I don't know what. And so the car's like, I think it's because the
too much sodium.
Too much sodium. Heart attack incoming.
Unsafe for passenger.
No, I think it's got something to do with because it's like designed to follow white lines, like on the road. Are you
imagining these cars love cocaine?
Doing a line along the highway and having it suck it up as it drives along it. That's great. Someone's like, so these cars are designed to follow white lines, and somebody at Tesla's like, I have a great idea to waste some cocaine. so I got to stay inside the salt circle, which is great because that means even a smart car ever, you know, like everybody fears turns on us.
Yeah.
We have ways of protecting ourselves.
It's good to know that Stephen King's Christine has a new ending.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man, when's somebody going to remake Christine with a smart car?
Soon, eventually, like soon.
That's so terrible because it just takes away everything that made... Look, okay, I was going to say everything that made that story terrifying.
Terrifying is such a loose term.
I mean, Stephen King's staple of whatever thing that previously wasn't alive is now alive, and often, at least three times it's been a car as well.
But, really?
Yeah. In Maximum Overdrive, mm-hmm. or whatever, The Trucks That Ate People, which is a story about what if one day all of the vehicles turned on us because of a comet from memory. In that story, it's a short story, the protagonists have to refuel trucks because the trucks realize that without anybody refueling them, they'll die.
Oh, no, because they don't have thumbs.
Yeah, they can't refuel themselves. It's kind of like if the cows took over. They'd be like, we are in charge, but you are going to need to milk us.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, we just won't, like, give them fuel. But then the trucks ram into them or whatever. Like, you can't beat a car. Then he's got a story.
Just wait it out.
Yeah, no, but if you sit on the car, it can't do anything.
That's clever. They'd have to kill their friend to destroy you.
Yeah.
That's sad. And then I think that book ends with military jets flying over the top of them. And they're like, I don't know if that's the military or the jets are alive. Which is not a clever twist. That's what a line. And then he wrote another story about a tractor that's evil. That somebody moves into their uncle died because nobody knows how, but he was covered in oil and metal burns or whatever, and he moves Ooh. Into his uncle's house, and there's an old tractor on the hill, and every day he wakes up and the tractor's closer and closer.
Yeah, the tractor could just drive the whole way.
I think it had no wheels from memory.
Oh.
And then the tractor gets him in the end. And then Christine, where a car is alive.
God,
you know,
correct.
It's clearly an idea that Stephen King's trying to work out.
He's like, I'll finish it. It'll be scary one day. He's like, I just got to get it right.
Yeah, I know live cars is frightening. It's just, I've given it three attempts. I'm just still not quite there yet.
I think that would be like scary in real life. Do you reckon if your car came alive?
Yeah, but also the birds is scary in real life. Like some unscary horror films are scary in real life.
Yeah.
Cellular is scary in real life.
Yeah.
Cellular.
It's like that one where it's like, what if your phone killed you?
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that's also like hard to imagine. Stephen King is a new horror. It's based on a short story of his. It's a Netflix movie at the moment called In the Tall Grass, which is what if grass became alive to eat you?
That's scary. Okay, I can imagine that being scary to watch because just the feeling of things being suffocating or whatever.
Yeah, well, I think the idea is that it's like a big field of grass and they hear a kid crying and they're like, we got to go in the grass, and they can't get out of the field of grass, you know.
That's scary.
It's scary, but it's also like...
Whatever, it's grass. Set it on fire.
Feels like Stephen King drives around his town and like jots down the things he sees.
Yeah.
Maybe Stephen King is a notebook of, and it's just got blank becomes evil and he just drives.
Mad libs.
Yeah, just mad libs. What will my next 1,000-page novel be? Horse becomes evil. Yeah, well, look.
I want to watch the grass film. Genuinely, that does sound scary. It's like that, Stanley Kubrick. That scene in the film where the boy is running through the snow and it's really hard for him to run.
Yeah.
And it's based on when you can't run in your dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh,
that's scary.
That's scary because that's a feeling like we've all ended up having unconsciously. So I feel like the grass film would be one that you'd like watch it and be like, oh no, these are things that I have been frightened of in similar but different contexts.
See, I'm intrigued to watch it, and we should.
Yes.
But perhaps tonight. But I've seen the trailer for it, and it just seems like a lot of people in grass looking at each other and being like, I gotta get out of the grass.
The grass.
It just doesn't seem that frightening to me. Oh no. I'm still in the grass.
Well, in all fairness, what was that other one with Marky Mark Wahlberg and Zooey Deschanel? The
Happening.
The Happening, though it was the trees.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Whatever.
The trees, the grass, What if the trees were
What if
evil?
The dirt was bad?
That's great to imagine on, like, the latest from horror smith Zoe Bellotta, dirt. And then on the back it just says, instead of a blurb, I don't know, what if the dirt was bad?
Anyway, I wrote this. Good luck.
One of the scariest things I can think of is falling into a bucket of grain.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's scary. Yeah,
that's
drowning in grain is terrifying.
Terrifying, that's like a dirt.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, then we can, from horror master.
It's halfway
page.
Between grass and dirt.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I'm like, but grass is scary. You guys don't know my very specific fear of falling into a bucket of grain and drowning.
That's great.
Cass, could that be your competing horror novel, The Grain, and on the back it says it's like a cross between grass and dirt?
Yeah. It almost sounds like it's like a cross between grass and rain. Grain. You,
yeah.
I got
stars.
Funding.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Cass.
Goodbye. Happy Halloween.
Spook.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.